You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
St. Paul writes, "But I call God to witness against me. It was to spare you that I refrained from coming again to Corinth. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, for you stand firm in your faith. For I made up my mind not to make another painful visit to you. For if I cause you pain, who is there to make me glad but the one whom I have pained? And I wrote as I did, so that when I came, I might not suffer pain from those who should have made me rejoice. For I felt sure of all of you that my joy would be the joy of you all. For I wrote to you out of much affliction and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you. Now, if anyone has caused pain, he has caused it not to me, but in some measure, not to put it too severely, to all of you. For such a one, this punishment by the majority is enough. So you should rather turn to forgive and comfort him, or he may be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. So I beg you to reaffirm your love for him. For this is why I wrote, that I might test you and know whether you are obedient in everything. Anyone whom you forgive, I also forgive. Indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, has been for your sake, in the presence of Christ, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs." Here ends the reading. As we read through the Corinthians correspondence, we are aware that in between the first and second letters, other events were taking place of which we can only guess. It appears that Paul had indeed visited Corinth again, and during that visit, some member of the congregation had caused offense against Paul, for which Paul demanded discipline and an apology. Evidently, this happened, and Paul has forgiven the offender and wishes to move on for the sake of all. The reality, it seems, is that not all in Corinth are ready or willing to accept this. So Paul has decided not to visit again and risk stirring up the situation. Paul's words in this passage deal with this situation. In some ways, it may seem a difficult text for us to apply to our lives, as we are not fully aware of the complete circumstances. But still, there's something we can take from this passage. It is important for us to realize that when someone causes pain to another within the body of Christ, it causes pain to all within the body of Christ. It's unfortunate that in every congregation there is day by day offense given. Sometimes it's unintentional, often it is intended. It can be a word or action. It can be a decision made in council. It can be a hasty text or email sent without sufficient thought. Nevertheless, a painful offense in the church brings pain to all, not just to the two or three who may be directly involved. When this happens, it's important that the offense is acknowledged, apology offered and accepted, and reconciliation happens. This is how the body of Christ is to function. When the offense is not acknowledged and apology offered, forgiveness is withheld and there is no reconciliation. This creates a breach or wound in the body, leading finally to a toxic infection that will be hard to heal. Advent, it would seem, is an appropriate time for addressing such situations for the sake of apology, forgiveness, and reconciliation, for the sake of the whole congregation. Let's pray. Lord God, touch the hearts of those who have offended others and bring reconciliation and restoration where needed within the body of your church. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's an Advent action. Is there an offense you have given? Apologize and seek reconciliation.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.